Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And guess what? The newest New Yorkers are pretty well off, and many of them are moving to the high-priced parts of Manhattan. That's according to new numbers just out from the Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey, the most detailed portrait of America's neighborhoods. And joining us to talk about the new New Yorkers and some of the other new census numbers are WNYC reporters Arun Venugopal and Ilya Meritz. Hi, Arun. Hi, Ilya.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
And listeners, you can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to see a map that shows where the newest New Yorkers are, and another map of median incomes in New York and New Jersey, courtesy of the fabulous WNYC Data News team. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Arun, the newest New Yorkers apparently didn't get that memo that Brooklyn's where it's at, right?
Not yet, but I should open on a cautionary note. Brian, this is data is called the American Community Survey. It is a sample of people who live in every single census tract. So the Census Bureau draws conclusions based on these numbers, but you might have just a few people in any given tract, and then the numbers are projected from there. A lot of variables that exist there. So what we're looking at is, you know, it's a fairly broad brush that we're sort of painting here, but it's a beginning. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hoping to speak with more experts in the coming day or two to get a sense of this. So we're going right now on a very initial sort of impression of the data.
And the maps show that people are moving here who move here from other states. And obviously then there are people who move here from abroad, and the people moving here from other states seem to move to certain parts of the city, while people who come here from abroad move to other parts. So break that down for us.
So what we're seeing is that I guess the highest activity exists in Manhattan, primarily beneath 59th Street. You have areas of Midtown, Midtown West, the Hudson Yards area, the West Village, and the East Village around Union Square, bits of Tribeca and Battery Park City. This is where you see the highest percentage. And then you also see little pockets, say Morningside Heights, Flushing, Dumbo, Vinegar Hill. Aside from that, you do have a lot of areas. Again, we're just talking about people who are moving from outside of the city into New York City, either from other states or from other countries. But when we're talking about other states, a lot of the people are going to these areas in Manhattan and bits of uptown.
Morningside Heights got singled out. Does that just represent foreign students going to Columbia?
That's what we're hoping to figure out, because definitely you have these clusters of several tracks right around there and in Columbia, in the Columbia area. So that's my guess, but we haven't confirmed that yet.
Right. And I don't know if it's weakness in the data, Ilya, but why wouldn't we be seeing people moving from abroad to New York, going to places like Sunset Park, where there are a lot of Chinese immigrants, Washington Heights, where a lot of Dominicans go, or Elmhurst, things like that?
Well, I don't know, but one theory might be that some of those are now pretty well-established ethnic enclaves, and some of the people who've been there, who are there, have been there for 12 or 15 or even 20 years. So I don't know.
I mean, a lot of the migration, migration, so to speak, it exists within the city. Mm-hmm. And so it's people who are moving from one part of Sunset Park to another, or moving from Flushing down to Sunset Park, perhaps, going from one Chinatown to another. So that's where the highest activity does exist. What we're looking at here, though, is I guess it's a more sort of, vibrant kind of pattern that's happening. And at the same time, I'm told from a couple of census experts that it is Manhattan and Western Brooklyn, Brownstone Brooklyn, that is historically, the landing ground for a lot of for newcomers.
Do we take from these census numbers, Ilya, a suggestion that perhaps the people moving to New York today tend to be better off and coming for highly skilled jobs rather than, you know, the teeming masses yearning to breathe free?
Well, you know, I go to these quarterly real estate briefings from time to time, and they talk about the activity that's going on. And a lot of the condo sales that's happening in this great boom of condos that the city created over the past 10 years is to foreigners, mm-hmm. foreign buyers. Mm-hmm. They may be people who live here for part of the year. They may be people buying simply as an investment and renting out. I'm not sure quite how the ACS data is going to capture the identity of the buyer, but yeah, I think you're onto something.
We also have new numbers from the Census Bureau stats on median income in New York and New Jersey. So first thing, Ilya, what is the median income for all of New York City?
The median income for all of New York City is $51,280, to be precise. And the place that comes closest to that is a tract in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. I checked it out. It's along I can't remember the name of the avenue. But in any case, it's in the eastern part of Bed-Stuy. I was a little surprised, actually, because growing up here, Bed-Stuy always had the reputation as sort of, a dicey neighborhood.
One of the poorest neighborhoods in New York. So the reputation goes.
Exactly.
Not the median.
That's right. And if you go to our map, and I urge you to because it is fascinating, you'll see that there are pockets of much lower income that are not far away from that middle income tract.
That's Howard Avenue, by the way.
That's Howard, correct. Yes, thank you.
And we know that there are wealthy pockets and less wealthy pockets. By the way, maybe we should just say, remind people that a median means half the people are above it and half the people are below it. This is not the old-fashioned average where you just add up all the incomes and divide by the number of people, which doesn't work as well because there are, a relatively large number of spectacularly wealthy people in New York, and that skews the average income up, I would imagine, where the median tells us a more, usable thing, right?
If you think of it as like middle of the pack, it is literally what is middle of the pack.
Right.
And so if you live in anywhere in New York State or New Jersey, you can go to these maps and figure out what is middle of the pack in your micro neighborhood.
So if Bed-Stuy, Arun is surprisingly median, maybe Coney Island is surprisingly lower because it looks to me here that the median income of a Coney Island neighborhood is like $10,000 a year.
Maybe I should jump in here
because
I did a little bit of research. But it's actually slightly below $10,000. That's a tract right along the oceanfront in Coney Island, and the median was, $9,502. That struck me as just really, really low. I got on the phone with some statisticians just to check what I might be missing there. One thing to keep in mind, it does not include non-cash government benefits. So Medicare, food stamps, those kind of benefits are not factored in there. It would include, however, Social Security. And also this is based on a survey. People tend to underreport their income. Even people who have very little income tend to underreport their income. So it's possible that if that number sounds shockingly small for a household, that may go some distance towards explaining it.
And I guess a lot of New Yorkers who only thought of Coney Island in tourism terms, boardwalk and the rides and stuff, learned after Sandy that there's a lot of big housing projects there. So there are a lot of poor people who live in Coney Island.
Yeah, it's a mix of private and middle income housing and then housing projects as well. If you go even just a small distance from the boardwalk, you'll walk through some really interesting neighborhoods. Unfortunately, really badly devastated neighborhoods as well.
Have median incomes changed very much in the past few years? It's been about $51,000 overall in the city for a while, right?
I don't have that figure handy, but what I can tell you is that inequality is on the rise. There was a report last month from the Fiscal Policy Institute, which is a labor-affiliated think tank in New York. Another report actually from the U.S. Census a couple months before that. Both of them show income inequality rising in the United States. And the place where the gap is the greatest, the state where the gap is the greatest is New York, and the city where the gap is the greatest is also New York. Maybe no surprise if you walk around our neighborhoods.
No surprise at all. And what about in New Jersey? You look at the map and see that all the waterfront areas closest to Manhattan are pretty well off. They don't call it the Gold Coast for nothing. Have their median income shifted significantly in the last few years?
We don't have that comparative data, unfortunately. But what I can tell you is when you put your attention on New Jersey, you start to see a lot of deep purple. That means higher than median income.
Deep purple.
Except right around Newark, where it goes kind of pink, and that means lower income.
All right. Anything to add, Arun, before we go?
I'm good.
Then we thank WNYC's Arun Venugopal and Ilya Meritz for giving us a first crunch of some of these new numbers from the Census Bureau. And again, these come from their American Community Survey. This is done every year. This is not the big once every decade census that only asks a few questions. So this gets much more into detail on the questions that they do ask. And you can see a map showing where the newest New Yorkers live and another map of median incomes in New York and New Jersey, courtesy of the WNYC Data News team. Go to our page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, New York Times correspondent Louise Story on the wasteful tax subsidies that cities give to businesses and what can be done about them. Stay tuned.